You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with your hosts, Edward Ruger, Alec Flanagan, and Daniel Goodman.
You can visit our website at WJRH.org or call the station at 610-330-5316.
So yeah, I currently can't find a functioning set of headphones.
I'll fix it after.
Awesome, thanks, man. Oh, it's not plugged in.
Ah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Nah, it's totally not plugged in.
We're off to a good start.
Yeah, so if you ever have that problem where you can't get your headphones to work, check if they're plugged in. And you know what else? Could your business survive a disaster?
I don't think ours can right now.
Oh, it's only in one headphone.
Yeah, don't turn that up. Okay.
Horrifying.
If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma, but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Prep Talk Course Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo.
So whatever. Still don't know who those people are.
Danny Trejo, I already discussed
this. Yeah, no, we
looked him up last time, but still.
Okay, anyway. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there is a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38. I can't even read numbers. Your GED. Or visit yourged.org for your prep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
So, that was supposed to be a 30-second ad.
How long was it?
That was not 30 seconds.
What do you mean?
That was a hefty ad.
That was a hefty ad. Let me see that.
30 seconds.
Let me see.
That was hefty. Talked about Danny Trejo.
Oh, well.
He's the really mean-looking antagonist in, like, every action movie.
I've never seen an action.
You've totally seen.
Oh, no, I know. I'm kidding.
Lego Batman.
Not gonna lie, I'm really
statistics.
Pumped. Who's pumped for that new Fast and Furious movie?
Sounds about right.
All right, you know. Okay, I feel like, you know, there are two things that get a really bad rap.
Rep,
man.
Big rip.
No, I'm pretty sure it's rep.
No, well, there's rep, but there's also bad rap.
I think that was just like. You know, I don't know what it's called, but like what's the word? I asked about it on Saturday or Sunday.
Could not tell
you. When a word gets misinterpreted as something else. Okay, moving on.
But back to the point of the story.
Bad rap.
The Fast and Furious movies, they're not going to be challenging you intellectually, but if you want to see stuff get blown up.
Yeah, but this next one looks like. Not even good explosions.
There's like a giant sub, dude. It's gonna be awesome. It's like cutting through the ice, and Paul Walker's still not on the show. He's still gone. I miss him. And Vin Diesel is gonna be killing it, and it's gonna be awesome because Vin Diesel is a great human. And Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
He was a good addition.
And another awesome soundtrack. I'm sorry. The other thing that gets a bad rap is the WWE. WrestleMania was yesterday.
It's because it is bad.
I mean, I was watching this. Like, I don't watch it, but. I will admit that I've seen scenes from it.
He watches it.
I don't watch it, but I feel like people have got a problem with it, and I don't care what that's about. Because, like, I was watching this stand-up comic who did a great job of actually encompassing when people are making fun of wrestling. Because they're like, you know, it's not even real. And then he points out the fact that what kind of psycho would he need to be to want to watch people beat each other half to death over minor altercations that are fabricated on the spot.
I mean, them jumping off the cage.
That all happens.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
It's pretty cool.
And I'm sure the announcers are legitimately surprised when they land on the table.
I had no idea it was coming. I mean, when you watch a movie, are you like, oh my god, this didn't happen in real life?
Yeah.
No,
it's theater.
When I see the clip of someone going to, like, clothesline someone, and they don't even make contact and just fall over. I think that's the point when I turn off the TV. Like,
that doesn't normally happen.
It doesn't normally happen.
They're like soccer fouls. You know, when
true. Oh, don't compare anything like that to soccer.
No, no, I'm talking like, I'm not making fun of soccer. I'm still.
Oh, I'm making fun of soccer.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I'm making fun of soccer.
Like, I was watching Final Four. I don't even like basketball. Just said I was watching it. Scott would know. And this guy just barely gets hit. And then he's like, oh no, I totally didn't just shove that guy over. I just, like, fell on my own. And we all fell. And it wasn't my fault. But it was totally a foul. And that's kind of how that works.
Yeah, you gotta just play it up. I hate when people do it, but it's becoming a part of the game. That's why a sport like baseball exists.
Yeah, you can't flop in baseball. O's.
Also, it's opening day. Bryce Harper hit an absolute bomb against the Marlins. It was great.
Can I ask a question?
Wait, is he still playing for the Nats?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's they beat them 4-2. I think.
Can't believe he left the Phils, though.
What if a batter just steps onto the plate and gets hit by the ball?
If it's considered a strike, or if it's two strikes, then it's considered an out.
Rip.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, if they fall onto the plate and get hit, it's not a strike. It's a walk.
Also, if you lean into the pitch, it's not considered a hit by pitch.
Sick.
So you gotta make it look real, real unintentional.
Mm-hmm. Also, that would require you to get hit by a ball traveling over 90 miles an hour.
That's true.
Suck it up. Team.
Yeah.
As a wise man once said, there's no crying in baseball. And that is true.
I'm sure somebody's cried.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've cried in baseball.
Just watching the games.
Playing MLB The Show. Just breaks into tears.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I don't know how you're going to transition.
Yeah, I got this.
Here, let's break
it. Does it sound weird when I do this?
A little bit. Yeah,
okay.
Don't do that. That's kind of affects volume, and when you're doing it, it's like, woo!
I know. I wanted to see if it was actually affecting it or if the game.
You know what?
Woo, woo!
Sounds
like the police. And, you know, I bet you.
Uh-huh.
I bet you.
Uh-huh.
That if you fake one of these injuries.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around, and that's karma.
No way.
So
you're gonna have the
karma police. Yeah, coming for your radio head.
Yeah,
like to put it on a pike.
Sick.
Yeah, Game of Thrones, man. Game of Thrones.
This is what you get when you mess with us.
There we go.
Yeah, professionalism.
I'm sorry. I was busy trying not to be sick. Oh, that is very loud.
It's not fully accurate.
Oh, that's so loud.
Is it loud?
Yeah, it was pretty loud.
It's pretty loud.
It's very loud.
I'm pretty
sure. Oh, that's the mic. That's the mic I'm adjusting.
Yeah, no, you're trying to turn on your headphones.
Do not adjust the headphone thing over there, because it affects all of ours, and if you blast it...
I was going to turn it down. Mine's really loud.
Okay, well, then I can't hear anything. So,
is yours really loud?
No, mine's pretty good.
Oh, there you go. Wait, that's empty.
I'm A-okay.
Silent. It's silent.
That's what I'm saying. Tell me.
I can't. Oh, think. That's what you're saying. Okay.
Oh, magic. Wow. It's not like I've mentioned that 8 times.
I want to do an ad now. We can't call them ads, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure we have to call them PSAs.
Yeah.
You guys have called them ads since the first day, and I made a point to call them PSAs.
I've called them PSAs all PS day.
That's a lie. You said ad earlier.
Why is it all?
I'm starting with Alec. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, as funny as that may be, right now 30% of U.S. students are finishing high school.
Really?
So your laughter is not warranted. In many places, it's even higher than that, actually. And fixing that is a responsibility that we all share. Alec, I need your full attention, because you share this as much as I do.
I do share it.
I urge everyone...
That was harsh.
...to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, maybe even push them a little.
Yeah.
Do whatever it takes to help them make it through, you know? Do your part by going to boostup.org and giving a student the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army... And the Ad Council.
The U.S. Army?
The U.S. Army. Okay. You know, I like
this. The one collective arm of the United States.
You know, I like this so much. Actually, it's like Master Hand from Super Smash. Oh, I don't like that. Because the U.S. Army is, like, feeds. I love the Army, but, like, they also feed on. I don't need to get political here. But... I do respect this ad because it is true. I mean, sometimes it truly does take a village.
You know what else you respect? The Army.
Yeah, I do respect the Army, Dan.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't. Sleepy. You never figured that out.
No way.
What?
I did.
No,
you
didn't.
And then I put it back. I faded it out. You said I didn't. That's a lie.
Okay. Yeah, take that.
I'm making my point. Ed was wrongly accusing me.
Oh, God.
You not? do that ever again.
Oh, God. You're losing main host privileges after this.
I'm so sorry. I don't feel good today.
disgusting noises.
It's been a not positive day. I'm very tired and very, very just done with the day at this point.
Yeah.
You still got a lot of hours left. We still
got... You got a whole bunch.
I have to study for microeconomics.
Which is...
It's like economics, but small.
Whoa.
Whoa. It's almost micro.
Almost.
That just macro blew my mind.
Whoa. That's actually next semester with macroeconomics.
Ah.
Yeah.
Can you take context clues and guess what macro means there?
I'm going to guess that it has something to do about Apple products.
And economics.
Maybe the economics of Apple products. The economics of Apple products.
Could you not?
You know, Alec.
I'm tired of hearing your disgusting noises in the mic.
You know, Alec.
Don't.
It's a wonder. Honestly, it is a wonder how fed up you get with me sometime.
Very quickly in this room.
He's especially right. In this room. Yeah, you're like, you've got like a very, very short...
I have to listen to it twice.
You have a very short, like, span. It's almost like there's a little wall that once it hits, you know, you kind of stop. I dare say it's like a... I do the voice.
So close.
It's like a wonder wall.
Sick.
It's not
fade.
See, I told you. That's why I left it up.
Oh wait, no, but it was the problem with the Spotify thing.
The problem with you.
Just a boy.
Transitions. We got them down.
It's a really long intro.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think we have to talk over the whole thing.
It's gonna be a day. They're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there.
Ed, did you know that different woods placed in headphones differ the acoustic levels in those headphones?
You know,
brought to us by our local Alec Flanagan.
I actually did know that, though.
I did not. My mind is blown by that fact.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Macro blown. That's
macro blown. I need to
blown
turn
on
down.
A large level.
That's true. On a macro level, is that better? Acoustically, I lowered.
I mean, my headphones haven't changed.
No, it's literally it makes fine.
No effect.
It's the fact that your headphones are either too loud or something.
Oh, okay, I lowered the volume in my mic a bit, the gain.
I think it might be too low.
Really?
Yeah, because I can hear me more than I can hear you, and I'm not even.
All right, how's that? Is that better?
Oh, yeah, no, that's better.
All right, okay. Huh. Normally I have it at the -20.
Yeah.
Which is, but today it's been at like -10 just to be normal. So I don't know what that's about.
Your headphones.
Yeah. Could be.
It's the fact that the volume on your headphones isn't the same.
Mm.
Did we not just get done discussing this?
Yeah, no, but I like it's the.
Who wants to really understand it? Wants to rehash every single part of it?
I'm very just confused.
I'm confused,
Danny. For those of you unfamiliar with the Game Grumps, it's a YouTube channel.
Terrible YouTube channel.
It's a great YouTube channel.
Terrible. Yeah, it's an amazing
artistic
YouTube channel, and it's got one of our favorite videos that our friend group watches, whatever.
I've seen it that one time.
It's called Grump Raiders, and it's on YouTube. You should check it out. It's a fine movie, and it makes zero sense. And one of our favorite lines, most of the lines on it, we can't say on the radio, but our favorite line I don't wanna.
I feel like you talk normally into the mic, and it's like a fine level. And then when you go to do something really obnoxious, you get really close to it, so it makes the obnoxious thing way more obnoxious than normal because it's way louder. And then when you get up really close to a mic, you have like these the problems you get with getting really close to a mic.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like you're just shroasting me on the radio.
Yeah,
shroast is the newest word that
I think I mentioned that every time you do it. That's why I get really irritated really quickly, because like it's just like, man, that's annoying. I can usually deal with it on normal terms.
Yeah. This is not one of those times.
No, clearly not. But shroasted is a good word.
It's a barbecue up in here.
Shroasted. Shroasted. Yeah, we're trying to get that word going. So spread it to your friends.
And if you're out skating around, be sure to drop some wheels.
Hey. Yeah, I was dropping some wheels earlier. I was riding my skateboard. It really sounds like a drug.
Yeah, it's not.
Okay. It's not
skateboarding.
If you drop the wheels, it sounds a little bit less.
No, drop some wheels.
Drop some, yeah.
It sounds better, but it sounds very closely related to some kind of slang for
it. I feel like saying drop the wheels, though, makes it an affirmative, like, the drug.
Mm. So skateboarding.
But yeah, so skateboarding, and so all I could think of is Alec, his term of dropping some wheels. There's someone whistling outside.
Yeah. We have a bird in the studio. Oh my god.
No response. Okay.
I'm just listening to this conversation that's happening outside.
Maybe we should have our own.
Yeah. We should just put the mic. No, we couldn't do that because kids curse too much. Because they just put the mic against the window.
Yep.
It also might be illegal for consent reasons. But you are listening to WJRH 1049 FM, Lafayette College.
Yep.
I gotta do the radio voice. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Pass the Ox with your hosts, Edward Ruger, Alec Flanagan, and Daniel Goodman.
You can visit our website at wjrh.org or call the station at 610-330-5316.
So, Alec, do you have our phone number memorized yet?
No.
How far do you have?
610-330-5316. I mean, that may have been just because I said it. I think the last four are the worst.
Yeah, 330 is for every Lafayette one.
I didn't know that.
Every Lafayette number
610 is probably also the area code.
Yeah. That it is.
So really, the only thing I have to remember is the 5316, technically.
You know, I think our radio show is a lot less cringy than we were in the beginning.
Yeah, it's you're still up there, though.
Still DJ Cringe.
I mean, I'm still DJ Cringe.
You will always be DJ Cringe.
I hate how we refer to me on the show as Edward Ruger, even though, you know, we should go by our DJ names.
Dan still has no official DJ name.
Oh, no, Ed coined the term.
We have the one in place, but you have never formally approved it.
Yeah,
you can
approve
it right now on the radio.
That's true.
I approve of it.
All right, so you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, with DJ Cringe! Smash, smash, smash!
Just gonna leave us hanging? I thought you were gonna...
Smash, smash, smash!
And the one and only, the Flandy Man, Ken!
Smash.
Yeah. I think you've been watching too much wrestling.
I did not actually I watched the Snapchat.
Dude, you watched the whole WrestleMania. You know it.
Wait, did you just say I watched the Snapchat version of it?
Yeah. Well, I think that's worse.
That's like watching SportsCenter Top 10 and being like, yeah, I watched the entire game.
I didn't even say I did. I said that, like,
said
it's
he
got
just
a bad
rap. Yeah.
I've watched it before, like, portions.
Defending Ed once today.
All right, fine.
You mean you're defending DJ Cringe?
Defending you as a person, not a DJ.
Well, you know, I think as a radio station, we have definitely improved. I think
I'd agree.
We need to take this time on the radio today to truly appreciate how far we've come.
Let's see how far we've come.
Schmear.
So, Alec, you just sitting there, boy?
Sitting there, Yep.
Seems like we've come a pretty long way since our first show.
No, not really. I've been I'm in the same location. I think we all are.
No. See, I was sitting where you were sitting. Come?
Ooh. Oh, true, yeah.
Yeah, no, we switched it up.
Like, all foot, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because I do have to bail every class.
So, did you see every class? Every class?
Yeah, I have to go to a class,
dude,
yeah.
Is that how much you hate this? Think of it as a class.
I follow Freudian slips, man. Freudian slips. God. Yeah. No, but did you see how far we come? Like, have you seen it now?
About a foot.
Have you truly seen it?
Now, Alec, on your scale, where would you rate the radio show right now? Is this like a pretty good?
Gets the job done.
Is this like it's like it gets the job done. Okay. We're not terrible.
I came up with a solid transition for the next song already.
Sick.
I thought it relates to geology.
I thought you were going to, you know, hold that for the transition.
Yeah, I
know. Kind of spoiled the surprise there.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Okay. Or
you can always do what Bo Burnham does. Segways are weird.
Just clap and, like, do a little jig over to the
keyboard. Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
We could do that.
Except you don't have a keyboard, and it's clear across the hallway.
Yeah.
Yep. So you know what's funny?
What's funny?
See, I'm a geology major.
Really?
don't touch my knee.
Don't touch your knee. What's wrong with it?
That was a little weird.
That was a little weird. It was. I'm sorry.
I didn't intend on actually. I tried to move your cord here.
Okay, that's even weirder.
Like his cord. No,
I think that was the point.
His cord was like this, and it was really bothering me. So I wanted to go like that, but I just went like that. And then he just. The jellyfished on my knee. That was so uncomfortable.
Just my hand, not my entire body.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Just to clarify what jellyfishing means. I'm saying, like, you know that thing? Where you, like, spread your fingers, you know, like a jellyfish?
No.
Because otherwise it sounds kind of
bad. What are those called? Like the...
Jellyfish?
No, these parts.
Fingers? Phalanges.
Yeah. The phalanges on a jellyfish, the way that they move.
Jellyfish
don't have phalanges. Tentacles? They're tentacles.
Are they tentacles?
Yeah.
I didn't know if they classified as tentacles.
No, phalanges are the fingers.
I don't think they're even technically tentacles, because they're not...
For jellyfish?
Yeah, because jellyfish...
Yeah, they are.
No, jellyfish don't have movement of them. And in order to be a tentacle, you need to be able to have muscular structure. But since there's no skeletal muscular structure in a jellyfish's
limbs... That makes sense. Limbs, they just move like their little... Apart,
and exactly. It's just so they're called something else, but it's colloquially called a tentacle.
Colloquially,
but it's not like actually a tentacle. They're basically just considered like stingers.
What are the little tail things on like the super basic biological things called?
Oh, flagellus.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
That's at a cellular level, though. That's not really a.
Bruh,
that's a micro. Flagella. That's micro, not macro.
That's microbiology. Well, speaking of biology, So
close to geology.
Yeah. Well, actually, the reason why I know stuff like that is because evolutionary biology is an important part of geology, especially in the paleobiology. Yeah, paleobiology, which is something I'm fascinated in. But you know what's really cool is, like, most people don't really realize. Oh wait, it doesn't.
He lost it.
So,
surprise transition.
There's a lot.
Weird, yeah.
There's a lot people don't know about rocks. For example, every rock is made up of actual like bits of mineral, right? And these bits of minerals are crystals. So
really?
Even mud is technically made up of crystals. So boom, transition. Rock. Yeah. Mud's a liquid version of a rock, basically like a plastic state. So.
I know.
'Cause I'm in this house, I'm in this hole, oh my time. Whoa.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
No, I don't know him.
You finish?
Yeah, I'm so cold. You finish?
Can I go
Can
now?
Can I go now?
Scarface.
21 Ton.
Yeah, we watched Scarface this weekend.
And last,
yeah, we didn't finish. It's a long movie.
It's a 2.5.
I think the runtime was like 2 hours.
No, it was 2 hours and 50 minutes.
53, I think.
Yeah, it was, which you could round right up to 5 hours.
Yeah, you can round that right up. And then 5 to 10.
Round.
5 to 10, and then 10 rounded up to 20.
And then
we got 20, a full day.
Yeah. It's full day movie.
Full weekend.
Okay. Honestly,
just skip classes and just watch Scarface.
I would so do that.
I would do that. No, I wouldn't. But, no. Like, I would want to.
I don't know. I'd probably skip Psych if I didn't do so poorly in it. If I did well in Psych, attendance is 1% of our grade.
Yeah.
Actually showing up to class... So, at a small liberal arts school, most of the class, they have an attendance is like 10% of your grade.
Yeah.
And this class, it's 1%. And she gives out the attendance sheets, she said, 15 times over the course of the year to see if you're actually, over the course of the semester to see if you're actually in class. And then, if you're in there, you get the 1%. But you know what's crazy? In the first... 3 weeks, she handed out the paper 9 times. So
there's a remaining 6 times that she has.
And she's already handed
it
out.
There's a lot of time, yeah.
Time. I'm pretty sure she's handed it out all 15 at this point. She just doesn't like our class.
Or she just doesn't care.
That's true.
Or maybe she just wanted to get it done early.
Yeah.
That's true.
So she's like, nobody showed up to class. Sweet.
It's true. Okay, she's
got
listening.
A free hour.
Okay, she's listening.
I mean, you appreciate the class.
No, I do.
You appreciate her, and you respect her.
No, I like psychology. I find it interesting. And now that we're actually moving to actual psychology, I like it. But then I just realized I didn't ever specify which course I was taking until just now.
Mm.
So at this point...
Huh.
So even if the professor was listening, she had no idea until now.
You know, how many listeners do we have right now?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, did I tell you guys? Apparently, this is only the people who are listening on online.
Really?
No, Alec.
Not like...
No, like, I got official... I got official confirmation by Neil. Because we had questioned it.
You also got official confirmation by Alec. Our resident computer science major.
No, I'm pretty sure that you said you were pretty sure. That it was
that's pretty high on my scale.
On Alec's scale.
I know, and I'm just saying.
Pretty sure it's like a 99%.
I'm just
chance.
Confirming what Alec had said. There's nothing wrong.
No, you're
with
not.
That.
You're trying to discredit me and ruin my reputation. You're trying to ruin my rap.
Oh my god. When you say it like that, it sounds weird.
See?
No, but you say it. You know, it's your rap, but like something gets a bad rap.
Mm. You're trying to ruin his rap.
Okay, you know, I'm gonna Google
Bars.
This. Okay.
In the meantime,
hey Ed, would your business survive a disaster?
Not with the rep it has.
Oh, got him.
Did you get the text from Catherine just now?
Hey
Catherine.
Hey Catherine. Hey Catherine, would your business survive a disaster? Call in and ask. Because for a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Bad rap. It is a thing.
You're lying. It's fake news.
No, I just Googled
fake
it.
News.
The grammarist. Grammarist.
The glamorous.
Says that it works. Okay.
The glamorous grammarist.
Look, glamorous. Isn't
okay.
that a song?
A bad rap, otherwise known as a bum rap, is a dishonor resulting from false accusation or trumped up charges. No hyphen is necessary to make this a noun phrase.
Okay. Would you like to play the next song?
Yeah, we should. Okay.
We only played like 4 songs.
Yeah. This has been a banter heavy episode.
Yeah. You hear you guys in one ear and then it goes to the other. These headphones, I'm just going to cry. You know, all these emotions are just coming out of the blue. I dare say it's like Mr. Blue Sky. I don't transitions. Sick. Oh, I hit the wrong screen again.
Catherine, we're sorry.
And to all of our other listeners that we value more highly, we're sorry.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
She's not listening ever
the
again.
The knife goes deep.
Oh my God.
Song. Hey, Ed, do you know what radio station we're listening to?
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, with DJ Cringe,
bam, bam, bam,
and the Flandy Man Can,
smash, smash, smash. And Good is Goods.
But he left.
The huge. You can visit our website at wjrh.org or call the station at 610-330-5316.
Yo, you did it. We really need a keyboard where we can play sound effects. How do we not have one?
Because that's bad.
Every radio station does.
Yeah,
other but cool kids do.
Good radio stations have that.
That was so uncomfortable. Alex's phone just buzzed because because Catherine texted him.
And I think it was a Snapchat.
Oh, it was a Snapchat? Oh, I'm sorry.
From Dan, yep.
Oh, okay. He misses us already. So, yeah. You know, I have a cast on my right hand.
But
it's good that I'm a lefty because my left hand is free. Yep. That just happened.
Mm. Got him.
Shh, roasted.
No, please. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I wasn't gonna actually sing on the radio. Yeah, I was jamming out with my singing skills.
To a song he didn't know.
To a song I've never heard before, and I think I did a pretty good job. Yeah. Do you have some sort of problem with me rocking, man? Me rocking out.
Why is this song? Okay.
Is there some kid just screaming outside?
Yeah, it's me.
No, there's
it's past me.
There's an actual kid screaming outside.
It's past me. We've got me, past me, and future me.
There is a guy here who's a senior, and he looks exactly like future Alec. Did you get the Snapchat I sent of him?
Yeah, it was an awful one, though. I could barely recognize him.
Yeah. So there's a random stranger that we all take pictures of now.
Wow. I do not believe...
Scott took a picture. You took a picture that one time when we were all together.
No, I didn't.
Yes, who is it? Come in.
What?
I don't know. I wanted to change the topic, so I started pretending someone was knocking on the door. He was hooked on a feeling.
Good transition.
chaka, hookah, 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 chaka, hookah, hookah, hookah.
I can't chaka, stop hookah, this hookah, feeling
chaka, hookah, hookah,
deep inside
chaka,
of me.
Chaka, hookah, hookah,
girl, you just
hookah,
don't realize
chaka, hookah, hookah,
what you do to me.
Hookah, 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 chaka, hookah,
when you hold
hookah,
me
chaka, hookah,
in your arms
hookah,
so
chaka,
tight,
hookah,
you let me know
hookah, chaka, hookah,
everything's
hookah,
all right.
Hookah, hookah,
hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another. If I can for sure, all the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling, I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
All right, so we have a caller.
Oh.
Is it?
There we go.
Okay, you are live with WJRH.
Hopefully.
Hey, Ed.
Oh. Yo, what's up? We have Emily Benson.
How's it going?
That's great.
Yeah. My headphones
tangled.
That
sounds really weird.
Yeah. It sounds so different on the phone versus on the radio.
You're like really muffled on the phone, but you're perfect on the radio. So,
wait, is it better now?
That may make it worse. Okay.
Oh no, it is.
Okay. Yeah, we're always perfect on the radio.
Am I the first caller you've had?
Unfortunately, no. We're just not good at this. How do I turn this up? Because she's really quiet.
No, you can't.
Oh, we can't turn it up?
You feel me shock you?
No.
You're gonna shock me?
No, Alec just shocked me, and I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know he shocked you then?
Oh, because I felt it.
Maybe I shocked
you.
When
you just said he didn't feel it.
When you know when
yeah,
you're
but
just
he
hooked
felt
on
it.
A feeling and you
heard it. You know when you're hooked on a feeling? Yeah.
Yeah, I just heard that song.
Yeah, on do you know what station you're listening to?
WJRH.org.
Oh.
What up?
We got our devout following.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, how
have
many?
Have you ever noticed that the name of your show is Pass the Ox with Ed, Alec, and Dan? Like, why do you put yourself first?
Why do I put myself first?
Yeah.
Ed was
alphabet. Nope, that doesn't.
Alec was last alphabetically, actually.
Well.
I mean, I did say, hey, you guys want to have a radio show?
True.
And also, I filled out most of the form.
So it goes Ed and then alphabetical.
Yeah. Exactly. I was going to say it's reverse alphabet, and then A is also the first letter
yeah.
of the alphabet.
Yeah, you're not doing well on this.
I'm not good at math or the alphabet or life, clearly.
On a brighter top.
Whenever Dan leaves, I feel like that's always when I should call in.
Yeah, that's when everyone seems to want to call in. Maybe Dan just scares everyone away.
Just nobody likes Dan.
That's the thing.
That's a strong statement.
And that statement's now on the radio.
What are you going to... And it's going to be archived.
And it's archived already.
Well, there goes your rap.
I'll make him listen to this.
He got a bad rap.
Oh, gosh.
Did you just...
Do what?
Did you just curse?
What? I'm so confused. What are you doing?
What did you just say?
No, I said bad rep.
What'd you butter to yourself?
Nothing.
Okay, I could have sworn you just said the F word. I was horrified.
No.
I didn't hear that.
Okay. That was strange.
I'm just gonna take a couple L's.
Just gonna add that one to the tally chart of L's for the day for Ed.
Yeah.
Ed so, takes a lot of L's every day, so that's not really new.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah, oh, Ed. Maybe that's what I said.
Maybe that is.
I don't think I said anything.
That doesn't sound anything like the word that you thought he said.
Yeah. Jinx.
What? What? Alphabet.
Just Google what the alphabet is?
No, that's what Catherine said.
Oh, Catherine's texting us. So, Emily, how is... What, I don't know what we're supposed to do when someone calls.
I don't know either. I'm pretty sure your show is about to end.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. So I will call y'all next week.
All right, sounds good.
I can be a regular segment on your show.
Yeah, definitely. Just come up with a song choice, and we'd love to hear it next week.
Perfect.
All right, that's your assignment. All right.
Okay, I'll let you know in Psych Lab.
All right, sounds good.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
How do I hang up?
Oh, my God.
How do I do this?
I think she already did it.
I think she hung up. Yep. Yeah, she hung up. Okay.
Just turn phone off.
Just turn off phone. Boom. Phone is off. Yeah, that's the noise it makes when you turn off the phone. Boom.
It doesn't actually do that.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't think we really have time for another song.
No.
But I think we should leave the listeners on a good note and say that we love all of you. You're the wind beneath our wings.
I don't have wings.
Huh.
But if I did... You'd be the wind.
I can fly higher than an eagle, because you are the wind beneath my wings.
Okay, that's just getting weird.
Yeah, honestly, I just don't know what to say. I feel like we need a good closing note.
Oh, we do. We need to come up with a
line. Like, you've been cringified.
No,
or
it has to do with past
the ox has been passed.
No, that's just bad, though.
That doesn't work. No. Well, if you have any ideas... Call in at 610-330-5316 next week. Anytime from 5 to 6 for a good signing off phrase. But at the moment, I guess we just have...
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
And sticking it out somehow.
Yeah, honestly, if you listen to this to beginning to end, you deserve some sort of medal. I won't give you one, but you deserve one.
I won't either.
Yeah. All right.
It's up to Dan.
Yeah, it's a blame Dan. Dan 3D prints. Make him 3D print you a medal if you listen from beginning to end.
A plastic.
Of plastic, yeah. Without any sort of ribbon around it either. So yeah, if you want that, just hunt down Dan, honestly. You deserve it if you listen to it beginning to end. All right. Bye.